close. Closer. Right. Right here. Your arm goes here around me. And your legs follow mine. And yes. Oh God, yes. This is exactly how I imagine it. Wrapped up in your arms, fit together like puzzle pieces. Your breath in my hair, your arm around me. This is how we described that it would be on the phone, right? It sounded so perfect then, and now? Well, I didn't think it could be possibly any better. But this is definitely better. I can feel your heart racing, you know. No, don't. Don't feel bad. Don't pull away. I was just going to say that it makes me feel better for being so nervous too. There were some nights when I thought that this would never come. That you were just some phantom online. That this was all some huge prank. That you weren't who you said you were, or God, any number of horrible things. I clung to this dream of us being together, for us making this real, of all of those promises one day coming true, and here you are. Even with your arms around me like this, it still feels like a dream. Like it's too good to be true, you know? I'm rambling, aren't I? You always let me ramble. It's part of what I love about you. You never seem to have a problem with just letting me talk. I know. My voice is music, you would say. Or hearing me talk is relaxing. Or whatever romantic fluff you'd spout to get me to melt me for you. You've always been good at that. You're always so, you know, smooth and charming. Did I worry that I was just another girl in your harem? Until I realized that we spent so much time together online that you didn't have any time to cheat on me. One might even say you were obsessed. Then again, what's not to obsessed over? I'm pretty amazing. Hey! No tickling. That was part of the rules, you know? Do you remember the rules, don't you? You don't tickle me. And I won't go looking for your Bond collection on your computer, pervert. Not that you'd be needing it much longer now that I'm here, right? Maybe. That's not tickling. That's something else. Baby, baby, no, please. Just not yet, okay? No. You're okay. You're fine. Stay here. Stay close to me. Hold me again. Soon. Maybe sooner than you think. Just not tonight. Not yet. Okay? No, I'm not mad. Of course not. To be honest, I'm kind of surprised you didn't go for it sooner. And to be really honest, I wanted to, but it's strange, you know. I've only just met you in person a few hours ago, and in a lot of ways it's still new to me, like we're starting all over. I love you. I loved you for years. And as soon as I saw you, I knew deep down that all of those feelings were justified. But this is like a fresh start for us, you know? And I just want to make our time with it. That's all. You have no idea how hard is it to say that with you finally here and with all we've done over the phone and on the webcam and God, everything else. And you're so, so much harder than you said you would be. Yes, you are. And by the way, I don't care what you say. It is big. Now, down, boy. Baby, oh God, do you believe we're actually doing this? Has it all sunk in for you yet? Yeah, me neither. We talked about it for years, planned and hoped, staying up late night, every night, falling asleep with the webcam still on, waking up with the imprint of the headset on our faces. And now, finally, you're here. This is real. This is us. This is our future can begin together. That's right. One day at a time. We finally made it. Baby, I love you. Yeah, you better. Oh, let's go to sleep, sweetie, okay? For once, I want to be able to end the night without having to disconnect. Thank you, baby, for coming out here, for making this happen, for being real, and for being wine. Good night. Baby, still awake? I was just wondering, is it too late to change my mind about, you know, not tonight?